state of the art. To hear the result.
Great song, man. Goche, State of the Art. That came out a while ago. Hey, it's Gunnar. You're hanging out on Steel City Music, which you can hear on The Hawk, 101.5 FM, and also 93.3 CFMU in Hamilton, Ontario. All right, so we got a lot to cover in this hour. I had a great chat with my boy Ronson from Golden Feathers. He has a show announcement coming up, online thing, festival thing, but I'll let Ronson, I'll let you him say it in the interview. And of course, we'll spin a bunch of tracks off their EP, Mountain Man, Devil's Eyes, Tennessee Jed, and Come On Strong. It's like a Grateful Dead kind of thing. That vibe, a jam vibe. Also, in this set, we'll hear The Verve, Lucky Man, by request. I was supposed to play that a while ago, and I never had a chance to sneak it in, so I'm going to put it in this episode. And it kind of goes with the next song, too. Massive Attack, Teardrop. Another big, epic song. But this track here that we're starting things off is a track called Carvel from the great John Frusciante, who I never became a huge fan of until after he left the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I did some reading and listening. And this is like one of the best tracks I thought I've ever played at C101 back in the day. It just has all of the buildup and all the fun. So check it all out, folks. You're hanging out with Gunnar on Steel City Music. Oh,
something in my liberty on my mind. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my fever growing. I know just where I am. But how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind, but I'm a lucky man with fire in my hands. Happiness, something in my own place. I'm steady, naked, smiling. I feel no disgrace. Watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. How many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you
And if you back that up with the idea that just playing those great songs in your great live band is enough reward for you, then you're f***ing set. But you gotta be badass. You just have to be really good.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
My next guest is my buddy Ronson. I guess I could call him my buddy. We have this kinship of live shows together and meeting all the same people. And, of course, we met at This Ain't Hollywood a couple of years back. The venue that we both miss, except for the smell. Is that right, Ronson?
That's correct. Happy to be your buddy, dude.
I'm happy not to smell. You know, I still have nightmares about when people say, go just use the men's room. Like, no, I'm not. No, I'm just going to
go across the street to the parking
I'm just going to go across the street. Thank you very much. Because, yeah, I treat it as camping. That's how it's going to go, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you had the time to yap with me. You're pretty busy parent and all the other little fun projects you got on the go. And, of course, you have a whole bunch that are coming up a little bit later on. And you and I are going to chat about those again the next time we get a chance to chat. You do have some info coming up with Golden Feather, which is a band that you play in. And let everybody know. Say it right now.
Yeah, so Golden Feather is going to be playing the It's Your Festival show virtually. We will be shown on July 2nd. I'm not exactly sure what time, but if you check the website, I'm sure it will get updated with the schedule. And it should be fun. I think we've got 15 minutes. We're going to do a couple tracks. And if you don't know Golden Feather, it's a Grateful Dead inspired.
That's not happening.
Kind of jam band.
That's not
which
happening.
Which has been a lot of fun.
There's no way. No, Ronson, you just said a couple of tracks. I've listened to the album. It's Grateful Dead style. I did an interview when it first came out with Brad, and Brad's like, oh, you know, when we play together, we like to flesh it out a little bit. And it's just like, so a 6-minute song becomes a 19-minute song.
Yeah. So we're going to have to rein it in for this one. It's all on the book, right? We're not going off book for this one, but because we got a time limit. But it was funny because they said, oh, you know, you can do 3 or 4 songs. And Steve was like, well, what's the time? Tell me the amount of time, you know? And he's like, oh, 15 minutes. He's like, we're going to do 2 songs.
You're just going to jam 2 songs into like one long 15-minute thing.
But we're looking forward to live. So I mean, hopefully I don't know, end of the year, maybe, or next year, we'll be doing live, and that's when we can stretch a set into the hour long lengths kind of thing. So
I think that you know, the conversation I've been having over this last year and a half, sure, we're all tired of the lockdowns on and off, that sort of thing, the hit that all industry has taken on every level, from entertainment to manufacturing to service industry, that sort of thing. The arts, but I think everyone has this vibe now. There is light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, because people are getting vaccinated. They got their first dose. They're going into their second dose. And I even just said recently in an interview that they announced that Judas Priest is coming in November in Hamilton, Ontario, at the First Ontario.
Nice.
So if that's happening, then, you know, touring bands and touring promotions don't like to put out a lot of cash unless something's really going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the same thing. So November, December is when I'm seeing bookings happening now, and I'm really hoping that's going to hold. And
right.
I'm going to go book my second vax appointment actually when I get off the phone with you. So,
attaboy, I'm proud of you. No, that's good, man.
Yep.
It's up to people like you, myself, and yourself, and others to step up, and if we can get vaccinated, we get vaccinated, and we can move on and get things going, that sort of thing. For more information, itsyourfestival.ca is a website. They'll be updating it regularly because things change, and we're used to change happening in our lives, especially over the last year and a half. A 15-minute set, I think, is possible with 2 songs, unless, a nice transition into the other one as far as Golden Feather goes. In my conversation with Brad, I believe we did that when the EP came out, and we're talking about styles of music. Brad was like from all over, like you remember some of the bands that he was in, the Marble Index, the Dinner Bells, that sort of thing. And Steve Colley as well has been in different acts. But with this lineup that you have now, how does it transition for you as far as like some of the bands you've been in to doing this country-esque jam style?
It is. It's a totally fair assessment. And to be honest, it's not really my bag traditionally.
Right.
So it's been fun in that way, kind of challenging, I guess, myself to do this. I was just joking, actually, at the last rehearsal. I was like, I've never done so many 5-to-1s in my life before.
Right.
Which is like the bass thing. Dun, 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 right. It's a nice challenge. And I think that I'm not quite pulling it off fully country. I'm putting my own thing into it, which is a little bit more kind of funky, and I think that's kind of jiving pretty well with everything. It's a nice lineup. Like, I really like what we've got going on now, and everybody kind of brings a little something to the table, and it helps the whole.
Right. Is Gareth Inkster still in the band?
He is, yeah. Yeah. He's the youngin', yeah, the fresh blood.
Hamilton is so incestuous with players. It's
absolutely,
like,
yeah.
You know, if you're only playing in one band, something's wrong here in the Hamilton music community.
Yeah.
You know,
why I love it though, man. It's a great music town like that. I mean, that's how some of the best happens is, yeah, everybody just keeps playing musical chairs, and then you find some group and it's like, oh, this is working really well, and
right,
then that takes off, you know.
Yeah, an example of that would have been, it still is, Monster Truck is a great example,
true,
of that.
Yeah.
Like, those guys were all in different bands, touring bands, you know, heavy bands, and then all of a sudden this the idea of trying out a riff rock band, that, you know, they found this thing. And they just took right off. I don't know how many Monster Trucks shows I've ever been to where I just stood there and went, oh my God. You know?
They're good. Yeah.
They're definitely good. And I look forward to Golden Feather playing live. To me, you know, I really would like to see them in Golden Feather in a festival atmosphere outdoors in the summertime. So hopefully things will open up for you guys to play live.
Absolutely, man. We're open for that too.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time. And I'm just going to spin the EP from Golden Feather. How about that?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, brother. And thanks for taking the time. And I look forward to our next chat on some of the other projects you got coming up.
When I was no morals, no hidden meanings here.
Just like the sea is filled with corals and the bars are filled with beer.
My heart is filled with laughter, living happy as I can. 'Cause all of my life I've lived like the mountain man.
Listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour. Thank you.
now is everything we had.
Long, and we're gonna stay strong together. control to Major Tom.
Major Tom, this is ground control. We've done some check-in on that David Bowie you asked us about. It seems he's quite a rock and roll star. Possibly the greatest fresh talent to hit the scene since the Beatles. Melody Maker magazine's poll awarded him many top awards for 1973. Also found that his albums have met overwhelming success. And we've learned that these albums, Space Oddity, Hunky Dory, Ziggy Stardust, Glad Insane, and his newest album, Pinups, are available at Disc Records for $3.89 or any three for $10. That's David Bowie at Disc Records, Town East, Six Flags, and Valley View. You hear me, Major Tom? You hear me? You hear me? Do you hear me?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, 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 oh of the evening train. You know you're bound to wind up dead if you don't head back to Tennessee jail. Rich man, step on my poor head. When you get back, you better butter my bread. Well, do you know it's like I said. Yeah.
You're listening to CIOI The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Living in a dream.